Hello, this is weekly feedback for lesson 3 of Studies in Culture, HUMN 4472, and Senior Seminar in New Media, NMAC 4460 for the fall of 2019. Essentially, this week you just continued on your study, taking in the next lesson, adding a little bit more to what you need to know about Wikipedia, and adding to your journals and commenting. As far as commenting on each other's journals go, again, look at the Wikipedia talk page conventions on this. Most of you, I'd say, are getting this correct. Some of you still aren't. Some of you don't know how to add your signature correctly. Please look at these things and be sure that you're doing them correctly. You should be. We're a month into class. You should be doing these things correctly by now. Okay. Next, let me just say a few words about your journal posts, and these basically apply to both both courses here, the humanities course and the new media course. Okay, first off, please read the directions on each lesson. I think this is something that I really shouldn't have to say, but based on many journals, I see that you're not reading. Some of you are not even writing on what you should be. Each lesson so far has had a preliminary lesson about Wikipedia. Many of you are ignoring this, particularly when it comes to adding references. This lesson's was talking about some strategies in writing, like using bold, using bullets, using headers and subheaders, not using one big block of text. Many of you just ignored this. I'm not sure why. You know, this stuff is there to help you, and this stuff is there to for you to learn and do, and you need to do it. Some of you aren't even using real headers in your journal posts. And you're still not calling them journal posts. You're still just calling them journals. I suspect the people that are doing this not only are not reading the lessons very carefully, but also did not listen to my last audio feedback. Be sure that whenever you get your latest progress report in your email, you'll get one of those, and you should be able to immediately go to the top of the next lesson and get feedback from the previous lesson. So be sure you take a few minutes and listen to this. It's designed to help you. So please read the directions and read them carefully, and then do what they ask you to do. There is room for interpretation there, of course, but sometimes there isn't, and sometimes you just need to do what it suggests. All right, as far as the individual journal posts go, let me suggest that, look, I'm interested in analytical and interpretive posts that focus on specific ideas or themes or concerns within the texts that you are reading. I'm not interested in plot summary. I'm not interested in textual overview. I'm not interested in an author biography. Many of you in new media told me who Nicholas Negroponte is. I know this. And by the way, he's not an architect. I don't know where you got that idea. But many of you said that. Did you just copy it from Wikipedia? You don't need to do that. I'm interested in your thoughts about the text. You don't have to summarize the text. You use the text for support. you make an analysis, you make an interpretation, you make an assertion, and then you support it with evidence from the text. We don't need summaries. So please stop doing that. Please review also the post on, and I know I said this last time, on the student menu on student resources. It's called Writing in the Liberal Arts. Most of you are still not writing quotations correctly. Most of you are still not writing titles correctly. You know, this is simple to do. You just have to do it. Again, I think this is just people ignoring this, not having read it. Again, you all are seniors. You're in both classes. You should be doing all of these things under Writing in the Liberal Arts correctly. Please make sure that you review this. I'm going to really start taking points off. You must use solid sources like books and journal articles. Again, let me point you back to the student menu and the Gold Star tab. These are the golden rules. One of the golden rules is that which can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence. If you don't support your assertions, your interpretations, your analyses with primary evidence and solid secondary evidence, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So you have to use solid sources. You must cite the complete source. You should be using by now the templates, citation templates that I've pointed you to, I know, several times. You can't just put a link. Links are not citations. This is lazy, and it will not do. If you haven't gotten over a 7 yet in your journal posts, this is a likely reason. You're just putting in a link. Wrong. You cannot just put in a link. You should be doing this correctly by this point. Add all of the information that you have on the citation. If you link to a website, you must put the author's name. You must put a title. You must put a written date. You must put an access date. You have to include all of these bits of information for the citation to be complete, for it to be accurate, and for it, frankly, to be relevant. That said, too, do not link to the Google Drive. This is a private drive just for our class. Instead of linking, again, lazily to the Google Drive, you've got to cite the short story or the essay that you intend to link to. For example, if you are citing William Gibson's short story, The Gernsback Continuum, cite it correctly. Use the page number correctly. There's a right way to do this, not just posting a link to our shared Google Drive. Don't link to external sources in the body of your posts. I know I said this before as well. The only links in the body of your posts should be to Wikipedia. And again, if you look on the front page of the student wiki site, I tell you how to link to Wikipedia. It's very easy. You should not be using full URLs. If you're doing this, you're doing it wrong. You should be doing this correctly by this point. Only link to external sources in citations that are citations in your references, in your footnotes. Wikipedia, again, I'm going to say this, and I'll probably have to say it again a few more times, but Wikipedia entries are not sources. They should not be used as sources. Again, I'm going to start counting off if you do this. Be descriptive in your post titles. Don't just say post 5, September 14th, Gibson's Gernsback Continuum. That doesn't say anything. What are you writing about in Gibson's Gernsback Continuum? What are you writing about in Nicholas Negroponte's Being Digital? Don't just call the post Being Digital. That doesn't mean anything. right? You should be descriptive in your titles. Along those same lines too, as I've mentioned already, your posts should be targeted. They should be focused entries. Don't try to cover everything. Don't try to give a summary about everything. Even if you've read just part of the book, discuss that part of the book. Be specific. What about it was engaging? You know, many of you read the Wikipedia entry on being digital and then you summarize the Wikipedia entry. This is not right. This is a cursory coverage of what you're supposed to be actively engaged in reading. Now, I know that the Negroponte, I asked you to read the whole book and I expected you to do it. And I'm not sure more than a couple of you that I'm convinced that you actually did. You need to show that you did in your journal posts. If you only wrote a couple of sentences on Negroponte, that just tells me I went and read about him on Wikipedia. I summarized it on my journal. Took me 10 minutes. There's my week's worth of work. Well, what sort of grade do you think that should receive? I mean, be honest with yourselves here. If you're doing a whole week's worth of work and a couple of sentences at the last minute, your grade is going to reflect it. I can always tell. I know when you log in, I know how much time you've spent. Your grade will reflect it. Okay, one final thing. And many of you are not doing this. Many more in new media are not doing this. You are careless and sloppy. You are not proofreading and you are not revising. Just go back and read some of your sentences. I would be embarrassed to post sentences, or they're not even sentences, with typos. And just take a few minutes, folks, and go back and look at these things. I'm going to just start failing you on these posts. Really, I've been generous up to this point. If you've tried to do it and you've made an effort, you've been passing. But this is going to stop. If your posts are done at the last minute, if they are obviously not proofread, if they are careless, if they contain a bunch of typos, one or two typos is fine. I do that too. But seriously, some of these are just downright embarrassing, and you should be embarrassed by a lot of what you've been putting up there. Okay. Now, I don't want to sound all negative in this. Some of you are doing very good work. I'm going to start acknowledging on the post page journals that you really should look at and journals that you should really try to emulate as far as what you should be doing in your own. Many of you are reading the primary sources and analyzing them in thoughtful ways. Many of you are getting secondary sources and reading beyond, doing exactly what you're supposed to do. Many of you are carefully citing the sources and fixing your errors. All of these things are things that you really should be doing now, because when you get to Wikipedia, you're going to have to start doing it, because you're going to have a really rough time on Wikipedia if you're not doing these things correctly now. Again, if you have questions, if things aren't working, if you've been trying things in your daily practice, post them on the help. Don't email me. You know, chances are if you're struggling with something, somebody else is too. And if I have to answer that question, I'm happy to do so, but I'd rather answer it once on the help page than five times via email, if that makes sense. So I encourage you to keep practicing. Again, just a final warning, those of you who are logging in once and not practicing, you are going to keep struggling, and it's going to get harder and harder for you. So please be sure that you're working, that you're doing your reading consistently. You don't have to work every day, but at least a couple times a week. Don't do things all at the last minute, and be sure you get stuff turned in on time. All right, that's what I have for this week. And I look forward to your work on this next lesson. All right, take care.